This week on the Push Relays podcast, the Combine sign-up is right now. You've got until May the 1st, otherwise you miss out for 10 weeks. Dan gets 500 likes on a Coach Carnival cam post, and it's time to show,
three,
not tell.
2, 1, show me, Dan.
Hey guys, welcome to the Push Four Legs podcast with myself, Dan Meek.
And me, Tom Hall. I just opened my thing and splashed my computer everywhere. Good.
Well done, mate. Good work. I will show you the comment that allowed me to reach internet stardom, where I now have 527 likes on a comment on a cam post. I have won that game. It was
the
on
game is the... is keep on going.
Like... Yeah, but you're not going to beat that. You're never, ever, ever going to beat that, because that one... It was a video basically of Coach Carnival Cam, and I will full name him again. Coach Carnival Cam. In Five Guys, asking for burger patties in a fucking tray, obviously. And my comment was just simply, wasn't slagging him off. Like, no mean names or anything like that. Just shows you that it's not all about just being mean. It's about being funny with it. And I was funny with it, right? I said, no one saw this coming. You blindsided us all. Short, snappy, right? Gets people's attention. They read it really easily. They hit the like.
Yeah.
And it's not, to be fair, the most annoying thing though is it's not the most liked one on that actual video. The most liked one on that video is a comment that I liked, funny enough, and it just says, "What a shit video." That's got 824. So yeah, I mean, I don't mind losing that one, to be fair. But yeah, I thought that was fucking genius. I mean, I think out of the 239,000 views on it, I think 39,000 of them are me checking the video. He's 87,000 now, mate. He's almost
100,000. Once he reaches a million, we'll invite him on. There you go.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to come do this podcast? Yeah, we get a few hundreds of people listen. You're a big timer now, so
yeah. And they'll definitely all want to turn carnivore as well, so it's worth it.
So yeah, that'd be great. Enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy is it was interesting. I don't know. That was transforming health. Where was the one? Yeah, because he did make a part. I've realised we're going straight into talking about him straight away.
Of course we are. we should just call the podcast about him now.
I know. It was the carnivore diet coffee milkshake that I didn't get. Because
none of it makes sense.
Well, none of it makes sense anyway. But like, yeah, coffee bad. Is an... That's a bean.
Bean. It's a fruit. It's a fruit. Coffee, yeah. Fruit. Yeah.
So that was a weird one for me. So yeah. I didn't really get how he's... That, yeah, there are your odds. Not big likes on, well, we got just like our ancestors used to make. That's the one I always get confused. What's the one that's ancestral?
Paleo.
Paleo, that's the one, yeah. I think they feel like they're synonymous, but they're not, right? Carnivore is just, we can do whatever.
Yeah, paleos eat seeds and fruits and shit.
Yeah, so... But our argument was...
My biggest bugbear with the whole thing with Cam, though, still, is the fact that he doesn't eat it raw. Like, if you're going to be a carnivore, at least be a carnivore and eat it raw. Like, I don't get the whole cooking thing of it. I just don't get it. Like, surely carnivores would have just eaten it raw. No doubt.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because, like, I was literally just doing... Because we can grind our teeth, which is a herbivore trait, but then... We can also like tear things, so it just means we can do both. Cracking, isn't it?
We don't die when we eat vegetables. It's almost like they're worth eating. Us, almost, yeah. It's it is funny, isn't it? Like the whole.
I kind of really want to do one of his recipes. Could I get
I really
the,
don't.
The carnivore diet? It's weird, isn't it? Diet. I think diet low calorie. It's obviously not that, is it? Carnivore diet Scotch egg. I don't want to download his cookbook though. I wish he'd do more.
I've been tempted by it, to be fair, because I think it sounds decent, doesn't it? But then I always come back to this whole thing. The reason these diets work is they just take away all the nice, tasty food. They do, don't they? Like, I actually prefer that superhuman guy. I could do that diet because he's actually allowed to have avocados, yogurt, fruit. He has a few extra things on his wooden chopping board. Yeah, chopping board guy. Yeah. Is a little bit more balanced. I don't think you need to get full carnivore, I don't believe. But there's no doubt in that would inevitably make you healthier because you're not eating so much. I hate using the word processed shit, but it's true, right? it is true. He'd all be better off eating less processed shit. But
old,
yeah, the Mr. Superhuman's all against it. He doesn't like loads of fiber. He doesn't eat any oats or anything like that. Potatoes or some, I can't remember, mate. They're all a bit bonkers, but they're also out of touch with reality. And that's the reason a lot of these people gain traction, is because it's so far removed from what we're currently doing that people go, well, it must be true then, because we must be getting sicker. We must be getting more ill. And the fact that it's a combination of so many things, like lack of movement, lack of training, lack of any sort of activity, increase in processed, you know, food and calories and all that, and lack of fiber and lack of protein. And yeah, it's all manner of things. And it's like, it's funny how when you go on one of these diets, you fix pretty much all those things. Do you know what I mean? You always have to do it in combination with also training. Okay, cool. How about you just did the training and eat more protein? I bet you feel better then as well. But it's not extreme enough. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's a funny one. It's a funny one. But of course he's a Man United fan. Of course he is. If you were going to guess he was going to be a fan of any team, it would be that.
It would be Man United. So, yeah,
there you go. Tells everybody you need to know.
All right. Yeah, I guess today, topic-wise, we covered the main topic of Daniel. I literally had to write it down. I don't know why I had to write it down. Of course, you would then bring it up straight away.
527. 527. Write that down, mate. Write that down. So
I wrote 500 plus.
27. Well, it'll be more than that next time we speak, so it's fine. It's all good.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's going to be bad. Yeah, I'm not getting likes on my one anymore. So only I settled out at like 120.
You're old news, mate. You're just old news. That's the problem for you. You're old bad, news. No one's interested in you anymore.
Too highbrow. Right, we need to do a little summary of your event, which I didn't go to. A lot of people were very sad, obviously. I literally got asked.
The 30 people turned up and left because they realised you weren't there. So
I literally 3 to 4 people in my DMs asked if I was going. I mean, that's insane, isn't it? Like,
I bet Joe was one of them. Joe was there. I saw Joe
Gledhill.
Yes,
saw Joe. Named him. Brilliant. He's one of my clients.
Yeah.
I was like,
he asked after you, and I was like, surely you'd be glad he's not here. And he said, well, yeah, you are.
I told him I wasn't going. I literally had a call with him the week before. So yeah, silly. Yeah. Joey, bless him. Facility owner. Like, bless, almost like, yeah, he just needs to train. Joe, you'll be listening to this. Get training. If you're not training whilst you're listening to this, then pause the podcast. Go train. All right. Yeah. Do that. Thanks. He'll be creasing up now. So that's fine. Yeah, we need to do a little event summary. But before that, I need to just do a little bit of explanation on what is happening. I'm releasing this on the 24th. So probably you got 5 days, maybe. Think about it over the weekend.
Oh, that's not a long time.
No, it's not a long time, is it? But I'm going to hit this very hard now because there's currently people already on that wait list. And I haven't really shouted about it as much as I was planning to because hashtag life. Busy, huh? Busy bee. But yeah, it's all busy, good. Busy. The Combine is getting a complete rehash. Rehash? Not complete rehash. A relaunch. And it's happening May the 1st, which will kick off.
It's getting a makeover. Is that what you mean?
Makeover. That's the one. A makeover on May the 1st. Is the May for? Have I picked on Monday or not? I think I just started May the 1st because I thought that was a nice day.
Just May the 1st. It's not bank holiday, is it?
I think it's a Wednesday, isn't it?
I'll
probably let it run into the week, but anyway, sign up before then. Basically, go on my wait list and my link tree. I'll just do a little brief explanation about what's happening on it now, because based on the audience that I attract a lot of from my online coaching, just looking through most of them, to be honest, there for similar reasons in terms of the coaches. And I want to take that aspect into more of a cheaper alternative. Obviously, it's better to get one-to-one coach with me, but the Combine is basically going to be about 75% training and 25% education. And the whole education is learned by doing, which is going to go into show your fucking, what is it? Show, don't tell, which will lay quite nicely into Dan's conversation later. Basically, it's going to be month by month, every 4 weeks, there's going to be a different training phase, all geared around athletic-based training, but also application of it to your clients and your general population. So there's going to be probably 2 to 3 talks every fucking phase on how to apply it, what the fuck you're doing, the mechanics of the movements, what is the point of that phase, along with 3 to 4 gym sessions, 1 WOD, just because people like WODs apparently now, that's a thing.
You gotta call them WODs. They don't count. WODs. You can't just call them workouts. They can't call them workouts.
Workout of the day, isn't it? that way. Wad. I'm doing a W just in case you wanted to on the thing, my fingers. And then a couple of runs, because running's big. And every single person that's come to me for running coaching is now faster. So I know what I'm doing. And yeah, so that's the meat intertwined. I know every 4 weeks we'll change emphasis, we'll change different phases. So for example, the first phase is going to be general preparation, get everybody nice and strong, generalized, and learning application. Then the next phase straight after that, there will be a big mechanical progression after week two as well, into that. And then the next phase will be all about strength and power, an introduction to contrast-based training, learning about PAP, all that kind of stuff. And then week 9 and 10 is going to be a big batch of testing. Get yourself prepped to do the actual combine. And then we'll go into other shit. So there's going to be high rot specific phases. There's going to be plyometric specific phases. Which was cool. All cool. I made every single post over the last fucking week has been about it. So go look at those if you want to learn. And
it's almost like you thought about it, mate, isn't it? Almost.
I mean, like the PDF explaining the next 6 months of the combine will be live as this podcast goes. So you can click on my link tree and go fucking download it and sign up at the same time. And for this phase only, so that basically if you don't get in now, you can't get in for another 10 weeks. Cool. So this would be literally the price it is right now, which is literally 50 quid, Dan, because I'm giving it away, basically.
Fuck me, mate. You look it's like you've already got enough money. You don't need to fucking make any. It's just going to cover your costs, isn't it?
It's cover costs only. So yeah, basically there's my sales, not my sales pitch, my little elevator pitch, because yeah, we've got some people that are on it already. And yeah, it'd be great to have a few other coaches for anything else.
Not being funny, but 50 quid to be able to kind of like dial in your training. Because as we all know, you need something to train for half the time. That's the biggest thing. And a bit of competition. I imagine there'll be a bit of competition in the end results of who's improved the most.
Correct. So probably not the first testing phase, but probably week 20, that will be a live day. So that'll be fun. Yeah. And you've got to be on the combine to do it, unfortunately. So you're going to compete with my clients and maybe Dan. So we'll get Dan on Zoom.
Yeah. All right, mate.
There. Yeah. Like, we're just going to do swing speed.
Remember, do you ever used to play Mario Kart? You used to play against the ghost. I'd be the ghost. I'd be like the really, really poor, like, time that you've got. You actually have to beat, otherwise you failed. Like, you would have failed.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's what I think I'd be.
All good. Message me if you want any details. But, yeah, you can literally just sign up and you can click on and go. Boom. All right. Right. Little summary of your event, Daniel. What was happening? Because I wasn't there. So I'd love to know. And probably some people who have listened to this didn't know what you were talking about. What were the topics? Who was there?
So basically me and Mike started and we talked about how to build a perfect Instagram page. We sort of like, Mike did a really good thing where he basically took a brand new Instagram page and created loads of posts for it and kind of created what he thought the perfect Instagram page would look like. Really impressive, to be fair. He did like 100 posts in about 30 days and like all completely new branding, new everything, new copy on them, all that sort of jazz. And it was kind of used as a bit of a tool to show them, look, this is what can be achieved when you know your niche, when you know what you're doing, when you know what your branding needs to be like in that short space of time. And it was kind of used as a bit of a almost like that I just said about the ghost thing then, almost like as a standard to go like, this is what, you know, if I can do this in a month and do 100 posts while doing my full-time job, there's no reason yours couldn't be better than this. And it was kind of like a lot of people, we asked them the question like, is yours better or worse than this? And they're like, worse. So it just kind of was a bit of an eye-opener, I think, for a lot of people to kind of look at what a page should be like and kind of how to talk to your niche properly and the phases you're going to need to take your followers through in order to get them to sign up with you, rather than most people just think it's follower to one-to-one client. And it's like, no, it's follower to an engaged follower, to someone who gets on your email list, to someone who does a lead magnet, someone who does a group coaching or a combine, to someone who does one-to-one. Like, it's like a list. It's like a phase you have to go through rather than just, oh, I've got followers, they'll be one-to-one clients. It's like, no, you have to take them through the whole process. So we did that. And then basically throughout the day, we basically had a number of people speaking who were our clients, who basically were all at different stages of their career and had all kind of been working hard for, you know, different varying lengths of time. And it's just really interesting to see how they all said the same things without us really kind of like telling them to. it was like all used the same principles of like being yourself, all had very different niches, all were being very successful. Some just a little bit slower than others. Some were going from like 5 clients to 25, some from, you know, 20 to 100, and some people built a team out, and there was two of them. Some people had, you know, worked full time alongside their online coaching job, and just kind of talking through all that sort of stuff and sharing wins and losses along the way, which I think was really, really inspiring for a lot of people there. And then we had Simon Booth was there to talk about content and to talk about kind of like what's working on Instagram this year and what you need to do and how are people going viral and what is it about their content, what do you need to focus on, and all those sorts of things, which was really, really good. And it was just great to see we had like a big community of people all come together, all very, very similar, all kind of all about the right things, all got on, all wanted to spend the evening, have some fun, have a few drinks. It was just, yeah, it was really nice. Really nice community event. A lot of people said some very nice words, which of course I immediately dismissed and didn't take on board. It's just where I am. But no, it was nice to hear people say that stuff and good feedback from people who, like Simon, for example, as well, who came. So it was really, really good. I think it was a slight improvement on the one we did the year before, which is always good. Always good to be getting better. So yeah, the next one we'll do, we might do one in November as well in the UK somewhere. But we will see. But it was really, really good. It was just, again, reiterating a lot of things we speak to our clients about all the time, but just done in a slightly different way, using examples from clients who are seeing good results.
Yeah, but it's always good to like get everybody together. That's the kind of thing, isn't it? Because I think we talked about it on a previous podcast of like lonely fucking job. It's nice to see the
actual it is a lonely job. And that's the one thing that we brought up. And it's the one thing that kind of led me to the whole like thing about showing, not telling. I think as well, if you tell people, it's all well and good telling someone, oh, it's a lonely job. Oh, it's all well and good telling people, if you just keep going, you'll get to this point, and they don't believe you. Whereas we kind of like showed them. We were like, well, here you go. Here's a bunch of people that were telling you the same thing. We're telling you the same things over and over again. And it was almost nice to hear them say the same thing and go, yeah, I just grind. I just kept working hard, kept pushing. And eventually it happened. Do you know what I mean? It's that for us was what it was about. It was just showing other people who were going through the same trials and tribulations that they're going through. Like I said, with being lonely and seeing other people from the community and knowing that it is possible rather than just thinking it's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Which was good. Yeah.
Lovely. Did you...
Yeah, it was lovely.
Did you lose your mantle of...
So the beer pong doesn't beer count. Pong this time. It was only friendly. It was only friendlies was at this one. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't a tournament. There was no tournament. We were shit.
There's a few people that were in that members group who are actually my clients. And
yeah, it didn't go well.
And they were at the event, or they had heard from Mike, who also, like, you know, this weird scenario where we share clients, and then how awful that. I've got a couple of clients that Mike trains coaches for business, and they have me and him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Who are they?
I don't know. Who are they? I'm not going to say it. Or just how willy nilly am I?
You're just not going to grass them up because they're shit at beer pong.
Very odd.
I think it's one of those, isn't it? You've got similar ethoses and stuff with a crowd of people. It's just different take on things, isn't it, with the training?
But yeah, poor you guys. But also, were you not playing with beer?
We played with a multitude of things. Beer. There was beer. There was hooch. There was Copperberg. There was all sorts going around.
Of course, there was Copperberg. Dan gets his Copperberg out. He wanted to just put like. What's the shit that you drink?
It's like the one time of the year that I drink. I'm going to drink something I like the taste of. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to fucking...
It's so sweet. It's insane.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's why I like it. It's sweet.
It's so bad. Like, it's so bad. No. I'm completely down. Like,
why is that a bad thing?
The bitter side of things. Like, I like deep red wine. Like,
yeah, it shows you are bitter. That's why.
Like, fucking bitter man. Awful, which is weird considering our personalities. You'd think it would be the other way around, so
maybe it's because of that. Maybe that's what it does. It
balances us out. That's fine.
Balances it. That's the word, balance. Yeah,
I'm such a man. Ooh, Guinness and wine.
You and your bitter. Oh, I'm such a man with my bitter. Give me John Smith.
I can't do John Smith's. That's fucking weird. Where did that advert go? Yeah.
Where did John Smith go?
Still a thing? Like, is Nuki Brown still a thing? That must be still a thing, right?
No idea. John Smith's beer.
I don't know what that is. So.
I don't know what that is. No. John Smith's is still going, apparently.
Still going. Like, yeah. I remember there was somebody, there was a guy called Matt McKendry who used to go to school with. And like when we first started drinking in like sixth form, he would go for like John Smith's and mild and stuff like that.
Stout. It's a stout, isn't it?
Like, he was like, it's just when we were like necking Reef and like fucking WKDs and all these alcohol pops, he was like, no, I'll have a pint of mild, please. It's like, what? Nah. Room temperature fucking beer. I can't do that. I'm like, no.
No, it's just something wrong with
it's
that.
It's so odd, isn't it? Like, yeah, this old man, we're going to get slated, but I'm sure there's lots of old, there's probably not our demographic, is it? Old men on this podcast? I don't know.
Tetley's was one as well. Tetley's.
That's just those old guys, the cartoon old guys with the big glasses, no? With the tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they the same company?
Don't know. I'm not going that far into it.
No? Okay, cool. Right. So you wanted to vaguely talk about your post, mate. Your post. I'm also really annoyed that even though I tagged Le Creuset in my reel where I was explaining things, because I've got lovely Le Creuset mugs, they didn't reply back to me.
That's annoying. They've not got better things to be doing. That's weird. I thought they would.
They don't want to teach just some fitness guy explaining them how to put Lego men in fucking Le Creuset mugs. That's quite annoying. If you're listening, Le Creuset, fuck you. Like, give me more of your stuff. I know it costs a lot, but I need more mugs.
You need more of it. Yeah.
I need your £250 Dutch oven. Like, that's a need, isn't it, really?
That is a need, mate. It's a necessity, I'd say. I'm not too sure how
I've survived this long in West London without a Dutch oven, if I'm honest. So,
yeah.
How will I get my cooking done throughout the summer? Who knows? You'll survive.
Yeah, peace with I was
going to go back into the Creuset talk, but the whole you know that like that it's a weird thing. I'd pay like because they feel quite weighty when something feels quality, right? And it's got a little bit of weight to it. It feels like it should. Like we both got like magic mice, whatever, haven't we? Is that what they call?
Yeah.
Not magic mice.
Magic mouse. It's magic mouse.
Magic mouse. There we go. But they feel a little bit more weighty than normal ones as well. I feel like there's that quality to it. As it feels more robust. Am I like barking up the wrong tree? I think the Le Creuset thing is the same.
Yeah,
but don't worry, my kitchen's not all that. It's just those mugs.
No, sure. Anyway,
if somebody wants to buy me like... William, I'm going to keep.
It's all right. It's fine. My dinner's ready. I can just go for dinner, mate. Probably off Le Creuset plate as well. But my post about show your audience, don't tell them. Again, it just comes down to this whole like. Showing what you're doing and like almost practicing what you preach, but kind of with most things rather than just like your training and stuff like that, and nutrition. It's almost like, again, people want to see what you're up to. And I'll read out my caption. Your followers don't want to be lectured at. They want to be inspired. They want to see you practicing what you preach. They want to see you try new things. They want to hear how you found what works best. Too many coaches are talking at their audience rather than involving them. Your audience are following you. The clue is in that they follow you. They want to see what you're up to. Whenever you feel stuck for content ideas, show them, don't tell them. And I think it's this whole concept of like coaches are just sitting there racking their brains. What should I post for content today? What should I think about for content today? And they're thinking of like trying to think of something to say rather than just showing people what they're up to and showing what they're doing. Because my view of it is you should be doing the thing that you're telling people to do. You should be doing it. And I'm going to call myself out on this. And I would say, I think I need to show a little bit more of my personal life on Instagram because I know I should be doing that and showing that more. I don't think I do an amazing job of showing my audience that side of stuff. But likewise, with the business side of stuff, for example, so this talk about earlier today, I don't just sit here telling them what to do. I show them and I say, this is what I've done. I've never sent a cold DM. We've never done this within our business. We've never charged up front. It adds more weight when you go, well, we're obviously successful. We've got more clients than most people have. And we haven't done it in those ways. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that. It's, again, the results we've got have been achieved through not charging up front. The results we have with people's businesses have been through applying the same principles. It's not just us saying, do this, do that. It's saying, here is what we believe. Here is the way that I think it should go. Here's what we've noticed as a trend. Here's what we've been doing with our clients. it holds so much more weight. People are so much, they just have much more interest in that because it's a little bit more believable. Whereas a lot of coaches are standing up in front of people on Instagram going, here's why you're not losing weight in a calorie deficit. And they're just saying, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. You need to do this. You need to do that. And it's just like a lecture. And humans, trust me, I've been at uni. We don't like being lectured to. We don't like being told what to do. But yet you take more, arguably, from the ones that you're involved in, the practical side of stuff. Again, people always say this about, like, I prefer practical things rather than just reading books. It's that element of, like, when people feel involved, it's why the event is the same sort of thing. It's like people leave that thinking, oh, I feel like I know what they're on about now. It's like, we've been saying this for ages. But it's like, well, now you finally get it because we've shown you someone or we've shown something in a different way. And remember that on Instagram, people are so... they're so like bothered about making their content, like I said, like a lecture, talking at someone, getting a point across, rather than just saying what they're thinking or saying what they're showing what they're doing right now. Then they're forgetting that people are following them. They want to follow along. They want to see what you're up to. They want to see the behind the scenes. They want to see what your day is like. They actually don't care as much about the content that you care about as much as you think they do. They just don't. They're much more interested in the behind the scenes, what you're up to, what you're doing. People are far more interested in how you're trading, Tom, and what you're doing and your clients and what they're doing than they are about you going into the science of, what's it called? The fucking thing you jump with, the fucking, what's it called? Your whole, like, I can't remember what it's called now. It's gone from my head. RTS? No, it's not RTS. That's the other one.
VBT.
VBT, that's the one. I knew it was three letters. Like, the VBT stuff. Again, like, you're not just sitting there lecturing people about VBT and then training as a bodybuilder.
No.
Right, it's that again. It's that whole thing of just not just lecturing people. Like you're living it and breathing it, and you go, "Well, I'm getting quicker. I'm getting stronger. All my clients are getting quicker and stronger." Oh yeah, they're doing it through VBT, by the way. That's how they're doing it. It's that. It's the same with all these people that grow. Do you think Eddie Abu sits there fucking, "Oh, I wonder what to post today. I wonder what content I should post?" No, he doesn't. He just says what's on his fucking mind every single time. And like he doesn't. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't sit there. How can I make this interesting? What's the hook I can do on this one? How can I? He doesn't. He just says it. He's just lucky that. Some of the stuff he says is hooky in nature, but it's that. It's stop worrying about what you want to create and just fucking say stuff and just show what you're doing. You'd be amazed at how much it will help that connection with your audience. They'll just be much better connected to you. They'll actually give a shit more about you as well. They'll actually give a shit.
I think it leads to more conversations as well, doesn't it? Like in terms of the Instagram-y stuff. So... and just showing that part of that life. I mean, I did it, was it 2 days ago? Again, I think I've talked about this previously on music tastes because I was showing what happened like on like some Star Wars thing came out, but I also showed my Spotify. It was a little bit purposeful. Like I showed my Spotify on my screen on a story. And then I got 3 or 4 messages going, oh, you're listening to Avenged Sevenfold. Or like, oh, what do you think about that? People I've never fucking spoken to before. And I was just like, but just because they had that like little inkling of like, oh shit, he likes the same music as me. Cool. I'm going to reach out and be like, oh, yo, cool. Awesome. Yeah, bro. And they'll just see something in the background. It wasn't that it was kind of intentional, but also just the showing of like, oh, this is happening, blah, 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 blah. This is funny. I found this fun. But yeah, kind of showing what you do. But I mean,
yeah, like I would say Gary V said it. Gary V said it like ages ago. It's like document, don't create. And it's that concept. But also, what I mean by that is it's not just documenting what you're doing. It's what I mean by show is the whole concept of like, again, like we just said about the combine, is do something, train for something then. Like you'll tell all your clients to do. You say, oh, yeah, do an event. It's really good. Well, do it then. Like show them the benefits of it. Again, same with clients. Show your followers your clients and how well they're doing. Show them the result that you're talking about. Not just the before and after, the transformation photo. Show them what's going on. Show them how your coaching works. Don't just tell them you get a check-in. Don't tell them they get a check-in. Show them what a check-in is. Show them what this stuff can do over time. And coaches are so quick to like, oh, I posted that transformation photo of my client. That's it now. Well, that's the only piece of social proof you can possibly use from that client, is it? No, it's not. Yes. You can share their journey through different phases of your training, why that's important, what they were like to start with, show a video of them, show a check-in that they posted. Like, coaches are just so like black and white with like, has to be that transformation photo or nothing. Has to be a real talking head reel or nothing. Has to be a Canva image or nothing. And it's just like, it's just boring. Whereas the coaches that show the behind the scenes, and when I say behind the scenes, I don't just mean of them, I mean of their clients, how their training looks, their training principles, their thought process. It's not me saying don't try and upskill your audience and show them the benefits of certain things you're talking about. It's me saying talk about it in a way that involves them. Talk about it in a way that shows them that you're doing this with clients, that you're applying these principles. That's the thing. It's not just document what you're doing and all about you. It's how you're using what you know to help other people, like the people that are following you, and showing them. Don't just say, my client lost 10 kilos. Show them how your client lost 10 kilos. The process, how many weeks it took, bumps in the road, good, bad, indifferent. What they thought about it, how they're feeling now, what the next goal is. It's that. It's just there's no depth to the stuff people are talking about. They're just fucking making a video for a minute and go, oh, well, that was that minute video done. Okay, what's next? No, it shouldn't be like that.
Next one.
It should all connect. Yeah, it should all connect. Right. Everything should connect.
There should be a little story as well. And I'm sure if you look, maybe Mike did it on his thing, but it's very purposeful that I try to tell a little story through the posts as well as they go through the week. Because it would just
everyone listens to this knows that I absolutely hate giving Tom any sort of credit, but that is one thing Tom does really well. Like it does, like with those client stories, like you sit there and go, oh, I could do that then. Because
I'm like, morons that. Like done this. I've like Sam, I don't know if Sam's a listener, he used to be one of your clients, but he's been with me for like 2.5 years. I'll call him a moron, but he loves it. Absolutely fine. No, I'm gonna release a story about him, but he's the exact person who I want on the combine.
And also as well, it's people that go, oh, I can't tell the story again. Well, yeah, because things will change in 3 months. Dude, it's fucking another one.
It's all right. So it was only purposeful that I released like 10 of those in fucking a month, just because I was like, fucking have a little push. Let's see what happens. Because that was just a marketing thing, just to see what would happen from that. But there's two coming out this week as well, which is all geared around combine. Shock. And somebody who's just done the marathon. Oh, shock. I was waiting for him to complete the marathon before I released it. So he could do that stuff. And then it's like, oh, shit, he's just done the marathon. But he had all this stuff, all this kind of story. This went on. Maybe he had some chronic fatigue. There was some difficulties that we had to work around, all that kind of stuff. Like what you're saying, bumps in the roads. It's all not all happy. Like I think a lot of them tend to be like, yeah, we did this and it was so super successful. And I'll be honest, the one with David, he probably listens to this. We've had a tough time, 100%. And I'm quite upfront with that. Like most of the training that we've had together has been problem solving, if I'm honest. Like not like 1 month has been perfect, which is what people should see probably. And it's what coaching is like. It's what business is certainly fucking like. Like as long as the line is going that way at some point, but month on month, it might go up and down. It's like fucking stocks and shares, like it's investments and stuff like that. But training and fat loss and weight loss and stuff is exactly like that. But it's also what people resonate and be like, oh, that's a lot more real. Like, yeah, okay, maybe I do need someone to get, but as long as that path is there, it sounds like showing that the person who is your follower is down like in the trough and you can get them to that peak eventually is probably a good thing. But yeah, tell a little story. I feel like people need to tell stories on their posts because that was the one thing that Stephen Bartlett was always taught. He was just like, tell a story. Like really, people buy into stories. They watch films. They watch this. They want to follow something. They want to follow a story along. And that's what engages them. Not exactly what you're saying, telling someone it. It's like,
yeah.
Great, cool. That's not a story. That's a weird thing. And I made the analogy on when I was made correct that I did that the mug thing, but that was a story. And I've doubled down on that. I've written a bunch of other reels on the fact that I'm going to do story based ones. How to tell a story on for workouts. How to tell the story for this, because it seems like I'm going to walk them through that way. But yeah, beginning, middle, and end. What is your post going to be? Beginning, middle,
and end? And also as well, like it's just branching out a lot bigger and thinking about your whole Instagram page as like the whole journey. Like, I'm not saying don't have the odd rant where you just kind of like let off some steam. But again, like when people kind of like ask me this today, like, oh, what about then if I want to do a bit of a rant? And I'm like, well, when I rant, I don't do it for anyone else but myself. Like, I'm documenting what I'm thinking and what's going on in my brain. Like, if it's not really like directed at people, it's just me going, what the fuck is this all about? Why are people doing this? Why are people doing that? It's not directed at someone. It's not me trying to help them and tell them how to be better. I'm just ranting about something. And it's like, yeah, but I don't do that all the time. It comes out randomly and it comes out rarely now. And there's a reason for that. And it's like, well, because it doesn't come across as well. If you just rant every day, it's like, well, that's fucking pointless. No one's going to kind of like take it seriously as much. So just remembering that, it's about your whole message. It's not just one post. It's not just like, oh, this one post has got a good story to it. It's like your whole Instagram page should have a story to it. There should be stories interwoven within everything you do. Like we talk about all the time with Instagram, I just think that the way the words are framed on Instagram, you need to pay attention. It's called Instagram stories. Instagram story bit, stories. And again, people follow you. Think about those two things. Think about what people want out of it. I think it will help a lot of coaches with their content creation, for sure, those two bits of the platform.
Which is always fun.
Lovely, mate.
All right. So they'll be following us in 2 weeks' time. We're playing loads of golf. That's all I can say.
Well, we hope they are. Fucking hell.
Oh, mate, we will. Don't worry. Alzora is fine. We can play Alzora.
Alzora five times. Or Yazlinks six times.
We'll just get between the two. Just get back and forth.
Just be the, yeah. We'll do a proper event where we play that 4 days in a row. And it'll be,
God, can you imagine?
Just slowly losing the will to live. I'll be like,
yeah, definitely.
No. But yeah, there'll be a lot of golf content, unfortunately. A lot. To be fair, we're not very big on it when we're normally together, are we? We're probably not.
We just enjoy it, don't we? We just want to enjoy it.
Yeah, we're not really on our phones.
Maybe we should do one round where we do like a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like
what I'll just film you every single shot and just
still vlog.
See who crumbles under the pressure. We'll do a whole blog, a light vlog. We'll do that on one of the rounds, but driving towards the tee. Like, we've just done hole five. Dan decided to lose his shit, and now he doesn't have a four right.
That's what it would be, yeah.
Tom thought it was very funny. Even though Dan's winning, he thought it was, morally, I'm winning, so it's okay. Dan just kicked a greenkeeper in one of the lakes because he got so frustrated. That's basically what's going to happen. So I think we should probably employ someone, a videographer, just to follow you around and just see if you melt down. I'll just keep doing triggering things to you. So I think we got that in the bag. Be fine.
You imagine.
I'll get Laura to come as well. She'll probably trigger you a little bit more. Isn't off her own shit at you.
She might just ask me stupid questions.
They're more funny though. Yeah. They're kind of like, how do you not know that? Be fine. We'll get you drunk as well. That'll be fun. All right, any other business?
Not for me, mate, no.
Not from me. As you're listening to this, Combine is open for sign up or waitlist is open. And
go get involved. Set an example for your audience.
May the 1st is when we will start. I think if that's the middle of the week, and I haven't really looked at it properly, I think it was just like a case. I think it's that there'll be a 3-4 day in lieu period, but you have to be fucking signed up on the list before that, otherwise it closes. Go train for sign up. So learn by doing is literally what I've written on the front of that. Because it's exactly how I learned a bunch of my shit. So I thought, why not? Why not, Daniel? All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next week.
See you later.